Exclusive, Representative Lee Zeldin on gubernatorial campaign. We are due for a big correction to save New York from one-party Democrat rule. By Robert Krajicek on April 9, 2021. New York must be saved from one-party Democrat rule. Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, who is running for governor of the Empire State, said on Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Zeldin remarked, "Not only is there a Democrat in the White House, and this comes with terrible consequences on the policy front, but as you look at November 2022, for the first time in my life, it's one-party Democrat rule in New York City, Albany, and D.C., and in Albany, it's Democratic supermajorities now in the Assembly and Senate. We are due for a big correction to save our state and our country." The congressman from New York announced his gubernatorial campaign on Thursday. Listen. In February, Governor Andrew Cuomo's DNY top aide admitted the governor's office withheld the number of deaths related to the coronavirus in New York's nursing homes to shield the Cuomo government from federal investigation and political scrutiny. Zeldin highlighted Cuomo's mendacity in terms of the governor's policies regarding nursing homes and the coronavirus as an example of poor character. The nursing home cover-up, the abuse, the harassment, the intimidation is a reason that you're now having a whole lot of Democrats talking about how Cuomo needs to resign and how he should be impeached, he stated. Cuomo is politically weakened given the New York State Legislature's impeachment investigation against him, determined Zeldin. Zeldin said, Cuomo is under multiple investigations. There is a very weakened state of the governor right now, that is leading to even worse policies getting passed in Albany because he has an inability to fight back. This assembly has the leverage over him because they have the impeachment investigation on top of it all that's being launched right now. Zeldin listed a recent income tax increase in New York as an example of damaging Democrat policies compelling an exodus of Empire State residents to other states. He stated, "It's a terrible idea. It's divorced from reality. The geniuses in Albany create the highest income tax rate in the entire country. As people are more mobile than ever, and when they leave because you raise their taxes, you've essentially lowered their tax rate to zero in New York because they're gone." He continued, "Why did they do it? To pay for a new multi-billion dollar fund for people who are not legally in the country? Bad idea. It only makes matters worse here in New York. The spending is out of control. They're going to just keep pursuing more tax hikes with this Democratic supermajority in the Assembly, with a very weakened governor." On the character front, Andrew Cuomo's had a bad reputation, Zeldin added, referring to allegations of sexual harassment against the New York governor. "He's engaged in problematic behavior similar to what we're talking about right now, not only since the beginning of his time as governor, but this was his reputation when his father was the governor. This is a long time coming. New Yorkers are just starting to hear about it for the first time." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.